It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Today, we're celebrating the sweetest part of Valentine's Day, the chocolate. Now, Iowa is home to many talented chocolatiers, and a number of them live in a place that might surprise you. Our Lady of the Mississippi Abbey is a cloistered monastic community of Trappistine nuns near Dubuque. The nuns produce delicious and decadent chocolates and caramels, and Sister Kathleen O'Neill, the production manager for the Monastery Candy, is here with me now. Hello, Sister Kathleen.
Hello, Charity.
Thank you so much for being here today.
I'm very happy to be here.
And I know that the monastery was founded in 1964, and sisters began making caramels in 1965. How did this come about?
Well, the monastery we were founded from in Massachusetts, Mount St. Mary's Abbey, already had a candy business going. And in fact, they had received the caramel recipe as a gift from a Greek candy maker in Providence, Rhode Island, who passed it on to the sisters there as a way to support themselves, and they passed it on to us.
When the caramels started to be produced in Dubuque at the Abbey, how did word get out? Who was buying these caramels?
Yes, well, at first there was some door-to-door going into town to try to get some of the local small businesses to carry our candies, and that went well. And then actually another of our monasteries, the Abbey of Gethsemane in Louisville, Kentucky, over a number of years loaned us parts of their mailing list. And for some years we used some of their mailing list every year as well as our own growing list to send out an annual catalog.
The caramels are still the foundation of your candy operation, but you started branching out. Tell me about some of the other things you make.
Okay, well, the caramels themselves come in two flavors, a vanilla caramel and a chocolate caramel, and most people just associate caramel with vanilla. But we do have a chocolate one, and then that was from virtually the beginning. And then very early on, we also started coating the caramels, so we coat them with either light or dark chocolate. And that's probably the thing people like most of all our products, is the light and dark chocolate-coated caramels. And then when the business was about 15 to 20 years old, we started producing some mint candies, and we have a non-chocolate mint candy that we call Irish mint, and then we have a chocolate mint candy also, that's our Swiss mint. And then about maybe 7 or 8 years ago, we added a hazelnut melt-away, which is a mix of mainly milk chocolate, but some darker chocolate also, and of course, hazelnuts.
It sounds wonderful. And do you have chocolate experts, chocolatiers that were part of your community already, or was this something that members of your community had to get training in to be able to create these new products?
We've all learned. we learn about how to make the candies while we're here. And some of the jobs are actually not too skilled, and some are slightly skilled, and some are more skilled.
The point of these chocolates and these candies and these caramels, of course, is to support your community at the Abbey. Does that mean there's a limit to the amount of growth that you can have in this business?
Yes, there is, in fact. We are not looking to grow our business beyond what we need to support ourselves, so which is a different from most business models, and it makes it a little tricky for us. We don't want to sell too little so that we don't have enough income, and we don't want to support too much so that we're disturbing our monastic life by overworking. The business keeps us very busy, actually. So we have to be a little bit careful that we continue to be nuns.
Are there times when you have to turn down orders because that would exceed the amount of supply you feel you need to create?
Well, now with the web, that's a lot easier. What we simply do is start taking items off the web. This is mainly before Christmas. Our sales are overwhelmingly for Christmas, and then Valentine's Day would probably be the next biggest. But we would normally have plenty of candy on hand Valentine's Day. But some point in December, we often run out of some of our items, and then we just take them off our website.
Do you get to eat the candies?
That's a good one. We do on occasion. Part of our monastic way of life is that we don't snack or eat between meals, and we wouldn't just on our own pop one in our mouth. But occasionally, if we have a celebration of somebody's birthday or just on a Sunday, we will bring out some of the candy for ourselves to eat too. Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Oh, that's tough. Probably the hazelnut meltaways are my favorite, but our basic vanilla caramel is really wonderful, and our chocolate-coated caramels, both the dark chocolate and the milk chocolate-coated, we always like those.
Sister Kathleen, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Charity.